going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. There is a lot going on in D.C. sports today. All right? And I have been a Bullets and a Wizards fan my whole life. And they've gotten two number one picks in my time being a fan. I think just two. Kwame Brown and John Wall. Kwame Brown obviously went bad. John Wall was a more interesting up and down career. Nobody knows the NBA better than our friend Mr. David Aldridge. He's literally in the Basketball Hall of Fame. D.A., how are you, man? What's going on?
I told Jeff, y'all are lucky. I had a crafty vet cab driver who got me from O'Hare to my hotel in like 35 minutes when it should have taken 2 hours.
Oh, man. Wow. Shout out to the cab driver. Yeah, can't always count on Uber. Sometimes you got to take a taxi.
No, that's what I'm saying. The Uber wouldn't have been able to do it. This was a vet.
He took some back streets, didn't he?
You know what I'm saying?
Duck. Hey, right now, duck, duck.
you know me. You know.
Yeah.
Keep going. Yeah.
So, D.A., are you in Chicago for the draft lottery? Is that where your taxi's taking
you? I am in Chicago for the draft lottery, yes.
All right. So, what is the vibe out there? Like, how big does this lottery feel compared to past years? Like, what does it compare to?
Well, it's bigger just because, you know, you got a transcendent player in Cooper Flagg at the top of it, right? I mean, he's got a guy. Does he have as much potential as Wembanyama? Not much. Not as much, but who does? Nobody does, right? But he's the absolute next best thing. I think somebody likened it to Anthony Davis. I think that's probably a fair comp, you know, like in terms of the potential impact you expect him to have on a franchise. And AD's been hurt a lot, but AD did win a chip. So, I mean, he was good enough to help lead his team to a chip. So, so Cooper Flagg's got that kind of potential. So I think a lot of teams, you know, teams were very intentional in their plans, including the Wizards, uh-huh. You know. And so they have opportunity. You know, they've got as good an opportunity as anybody else. The problem is that Utah and Charlotte have the exact same statistical opportunity as Washington does in getting the top pick.
Dave, I keep asking this question because I understand Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
But if you don't get number one,
yeah,
is it anybody else in the draft that you feel you can? It may not be him, but if somebody could be close, because like JP stated earlier, Joker was drafted in the second round. He's the best in the league right now.
Yes. Oh, there's no question. It's gonna be. I mean, this is a good draft. I think. I mean, it's not. It's not like it's loaded at the top, but I think there are good players throughout this draft. But look, to me, Dylan Harper is a hell of a guy. He's got a chance to be a superstar in this league, I think. He scores it. He attacks defenses. He's 6'6". He's 215. Like all great players that I know in the NBA, you know, when I watched him in college, he got wherever he wanted to go, whenever he wanted to get there, and nobody could stop him. Just like SGA does, just like you know, John Morant does, just like Cade Cunningham does, and he's got that same pedigree in terms of size, that big guard that everybody in the NBA wants, and Dylan can do that. Plus, he's Ron Harper's kid. I know Ron Harper's kid is not going to be anything but professional. He's going to be studious. He's going to work hard. And so he's got a chance to be a superstar, I think. So if the Wizards don't, if the Wizards get two, they're going to have a very, very good player coming next year that will significantly raise the potential of their group.
And he will play defense.
Yes, yes. He's not like a lockdown defender.
No, but he's
going to
try.
He's
in his blood.
Very solid defender. Yes, yeah. He's a very solid defender. He's not no turnstile out there, B. So he's going you know, you're going to have to work to score on him.
There you go.
Talking with our friend David Aldridge, who's out in Chicago right now for the NBA draft lottery tonight. DA joins us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow DA at David Aldridge DC. You said best prospect since AD. Wemby's obviously kind of his own category.
Yeah.
I know that the Wiz, Utah and Charlotte all have the best odds of this thing. I fear Utah tonight for some reason. I've also heard people just kind of saying the way it goes with San Antonio, they think the Spurs get them. What's it like in the hours leading up to watching something that is so impossible to predict?
Well, it's random, right? You know, it's funny. I remember when I was covering, there were the Bullets, this is how long ago it was, but it was a 92 draft. And I remember I was in New York, and I couldn't get to sleep the night before. because it was Shaq's, that was the Shaq draft.
Oh, wow.
And I sat up all night going, I might be covering Shaquille O'Neal starting tomorrow. You know what I mean? You know, and I just wonder, like, I wonder what that will be like if I cover Shaquille O'Neal for the next 12 to 15 years. What is my career going to be like? You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
And so I'm sure every team in the league has those thoughts, right? And so, you know, again, a player like Flagg, he changes everything about your franchise, not just on the floor. He sells tickets immediately. You're on national TV immediately, 12, 15 times minimum next season. Like, you just have a profile that the Wizards have never had really since Wall's, you know, best years. And that was 7 or 8, 9 years ago now. So, and that's the same for Utah. It's the same for Charlotte. It's the same for, well, New Orleans had Zion, so that's a little different. They've had it, and they had AD, so they had a couple of big-time players come through there. But these three franchises in particular, it's been a minute since they've had somebody who had this much star power potentially be the you know, the face of their franchise.
I mean, absolutely. It's how much – so it's funny. I have the TV on here while we're doing the show, and after this last Bucks loss, it sure seems like Giannis has maybe played his last game in Milwaukee. How much will tonight impact the trade market for a dude like Giannis, both where he wants to go and who wants him? Like, would a team consider trading away this number one pick for Giannis?
I doubt it. I doubt any of the teams at the top of the draft would, right? Like, I mean, if it's Washington or Charlotte or Utah, they've all committed to, like, multi-year rebuilds around young talent. And Giannis is a great player. Don't get, like, he's a top three player. We all understand that. But he's 30, you know. So, you know, because he wouldn't really fit the timeline, like, for them, because their young guys aren't good enough to help him yet in a playoff series. So he'd be basically where he is now and getting older. And by the time they're good enough to help him, he's probably at the end of his prime. You know what I'm saying? So if Giannis gets traded, and there's a not zero chance that could happen. I mean, it certainly is possible if he wants out. I suspect it'll be, you know, a more veteran team whose window's wide open. You know, like, look, I mean, OKC can go in a million different directions, but they certainly have draft picks and young players in surplus, both in surplus, that they could package together if they don't get to the finals this year. You know, you certainly could see them maybe making a play for him. Houston's been mentioned a lot. Same thing. They got a bunch of picks. They got a bunch of young players. they could make a really, really good offer for him. So I'm thinking more like teams like that that are in the playoffs and are close. They're very close and may just need somebody like Giannis to push them over the top.
DA, who are the Wiz sending out? Is it still the same setup where each team gets like one representative to sit in the chair and wear the hat?
Yeah, well, you have you've got the person out that sits on the stage, but then every team also has a person in the actual room. And you don't have access. The room is sealed, literally. You can't bring your cell phone in. You have to turn your cell phone off. I'm not sure what the rule is, but like you can't tweet out, "Oh, I just saw the ping pong balls and Team X got the number one pick." They don't let you do that, so you can't text nobody or make calls afterwards. So I believe Will Dawkins is in the room for the Wizards in the real room where the lottery is taking place, and Bub Carrington is going to be out on the stage.
All right. Ooh, I like having Bub there. Feels like a lucky young man right there.
And yeah, yeah.
I like Bub, good, man.
Good representative of the franchise, good kid. And so, yeah, I think they looked at that and said, we want somebody that can kind of show people we're in a new, different era now of the basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Is it crazy that I feel better about their chances now knowing Bub is there? Is that one of the dumbest things I've ever said?
I mean, it's as much that helps as much as anything else, right? It's a crapshoot, man. And that's what's so crazy about this. Like, it's not like the NFL, at the day after the season ends, where you're picking. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you don't have to go through this rigmarole. The Commanders knew the day after the last regular season game they had the number two pick.
Yep.
So they knew who they were going to take.
Right.
Knew they weren't going to take, so it was easy. It's easy. But now, even though technically you should have the number two pick, they could go anywhere from one to six. That's their window is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. 1, 2 would be great. 3 would be aight. 4, 5, 6 would not be good.
totally.
Talking with our friend David Aldridge here on the Rude Guest Hotline. DA is out in Chicago for the NBA Draft Lottery. I know from like my NFL experience that you're there for the draft lottery tonight, but I'm guessing the conversation is about lots of things beyond the draft lottery. What is the bigger surprise in NBA circles? The Knicks being up 2-1 or the Pacers being up 3-1?
I would say the Pacers, just because the Knicks, the Knicks were in game 7 last year in this round and they were at home. So, I mean, and then Brunson got hurt. So, I mean, it's not like they haven't been at this particular place before. It's just that Cleveland was so good all year. They were really good all season long.
Yeah.
And they really have. I mean, it's really hard to come back when you lose 2 at home to start. Like, you can come back from 1. It's tougher, but it's doable. It's possible because you figure, all right, we'll just win 1 on the road and we'll get it back. Now you got to win 2 on the road to get it back. And that's harder to do, especially they're just really beat up. And now Mitchell's got something, a calf or an ankle, something that he got. I mean, I think part of it was I think he probably felt a tweak. I'm not saying he didn't, but I think when he said I feel a tweak, I think they said, look, son, just sit down. We're down 41 at the half. We ain't coming back
right
tonight. So, I mean, I think he'll suit up tomorrow. I'll be surprised if he doesn't try. I mean, he may not be any good, but he'll try, but Indy is really good. They really match up well with Cleveland. And they're just a really good team.
Yeah.
Like, they really are. I would still say them being up 3-1 is a bigger surprise to me.
Yeah, Indy plays some good defense. But like, Dave, these games, we've had teams lose by 50.
Yeah.
That can't be a good look on the NBA for the playoffs.
No, it's not. It's too much. The variance from night to night is just too great. Like you had, yesterday, the two games, you had two teams that scored 30 points or something in the first half, each. It was terrible shooting, just awful shooting between OKC and Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Just bricking threes left and right. And then at night, you had a team up 41 at the half. Like, that just, no, that's not good. Like, the playoffs, you want competitive games, you want close games. Now, I think the playoffs, for the most part, have been pretty good so far. But these last few games have not been good. They have not been good looks. You want to see the best teams playing at their best, and we haven't seen anything close to that other than Indiana last night in the first half. For most of this series, because Boston hasn't been very good, you know, like their first three games, they haven't been very good. Denver hasn't been very good. It's tied, but they haven't played very well, you know. And certainly Cleveland hadn't played up to their capabilities either.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because we all feel like Indy's going to actually take them down, but how do you feel about the Celtics-Knicks? Do you feel as confident with the Knicks?
You know, people have been asking me that the last couple of days. I just think, like you saw it Saturday, Boston has another gear that I don't think anybody left in the playoffs has. Like Boston has a bleep gear. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, when they are right, they can just play at a higher level than I think anybody that's left, right? And so, and they were right Saturday. Even though Porzingis still isn't quite 100%, you know, like, Pritchard picked him up, right? And so I still think Boston – I just think Boston's going to figure it out. It may not be pretty. It may, you know, they may have to work. They may have to grind for it. They are going to have to grind for it more this year than they did last year, for sure, because they're a little more vulnerable. But I still think Boston's going to figure this out. I just think there's too much institutional memory on that team. There's too many prideful guys. Jaylen Brown's a prideful guy. Jrue Holiday's a prideful guy. Al Horford's a prideful guy. You know, Tatum's a prideful guy. I just can't see them going out, you know, 3-4-1 or even 4-2. I just think they're going to come back and figure out how to kind of walk New York down and get back in the series.
I tend to agree with you. D.A., last thing I wanted to ask you about – actually, I got two last things, so I guess it's not the last thing. I did want to ask you about the Caps tonight, but before we get to that, I don't know if this crossed your radar because of everything you've got going with The Athletic and covering the entire NBA as well as all DC sports. Jaden Daniels' mom, Regina, did Ryan Clark's podcast and talked about like her commitment to raising a good kid and kind of just the misconceptions surrounding that relationship. B and I just talked about this, that we think it's kind of crazy that you've got a really grounded, great young player who's close with his mom, and we act like it's a problem. I'm curious your reaction.
I mean, I think it's an example of kind of social media warping and distorting, because you see the clip of her sitting between him and Juju Watkins, and you go, listen, what's that? What's that all about? You know, there's no context to it. You don't know why that happened or what they're talking about. You have no idea. You just see this clip for 4 seconds and you say something's wrong, right? And that's just kind of the world we live in now, where we judge people by what we see on
sound
Instagram
tips of their
for
life.
5 seconds. Yeah. And so I don't doubt that she's doing, and she's raised a great kid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no question. We all been around Jaden for a year now. Does anybody doubt that he is nothing but a legitimately good young man? You know what I mean?
Like, totally.
With a good head on his shoulders, he seems to be, he was raised right by his family. He has humility. You know, he's got athletic arrogance. He should. He's that good. He's a great football player. He should have athletic arrogance, but he's not an arrogant person. You know what I mean? That's two different things.
Totally.
And so I don't have questions about it. I think every family raises their kids differently. And, you know, unless there's some kind of abusive thing going on, and there's no indication of that at all, right? You know what we used to say, B, you remember this? Miss Daniel strict. You know what I mean? That's what we would say.
That's it.
That's what we would say, Miss Daniel strict.
Yep.
You know, so and that would be, everybody would understand, like, okay, that's just how, that's cool. No value judgment. We would just say, she's strict, you know? So that's how I kind of think about it.
Yeah, I laugh at it a little bit because I know when people came to my house, I don't care who you were, you came outside and blew my daddy, look at me like, you better not stand up.
You know what I'm saying?
You didn't come in my house. I don't care who you were, woman or man, you come in the house before I leave with you.
Right.
You know, some people, their families weren't like that. Mine was all the time.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Before we let you go, Michael Jordan is going to be joining the
Oh, hell yeah.
The broadcast, the NBA broadcast. Yeah. You know, yeah. Your thoughts on Mike?
Man, they're dipping into all the nostalgia. They bring about ground ball rock. They're using AI to fake the guy's voice who passed away, who used to do the and this is the NBA on NBC. You know, they're bringing that back. Like, they're bringing everything back for the old school. Yeah. You know, look, we all are nostalgic about the NBA on NBC. We all remember what it was like. We all associate that with MJ and the Bulls, and now they got MJ. And whatever he does for them, it'll be a hit and it'll be popular.
Yep.
And so good for them. That's a smart move. Like, yes. You know, whatever. He ain't going to be in the studio every week. That's not happening. I'm sure it's not going to be happening.
Sure.
But even if it's once or twice a year, that's fine. Like, that'll be worth the bang will be worth the buck. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah. No,
we know he will speak his mind.
He'll speak his mind. Yeah, he's not no wallflower now. So
yes.
I like what they're doing. All of them are doing, you know, bringing Carmelo in and bringing Dirk Nowitzki in and some of the other people that are going to be doing their studio stuff. And they're, you know, smartly bringing everybody from TNT over to do the game. So, you know, I think it's going to be a very, very good product. I don't have any doubt in my mind that they're going to do a good job.
All right, man.
I'm excited about that. D.A., you got a Caps prediction for tonight? You nervous?
Of course. You know, like, but I will agree with what I've read, and you know, I don't watch them. I've watched them every game, but obviously with Ovechkin this year, I've watched them a lot. Like, we've all watched Caps a lot this year, and they do tend to rise to the challenge. Like, when somebody hits them in the chest, they tend to hit back. You know what I'm saying? They definitely got hit in the chest Saturday night, so
yes,
I expect them to hit back. You know, figuratively, if not literally, and come back tied. I think it's going to be 2-2 coming back. But then I don't know what happens after that, because Carolina is really good, and we've seen Carolina come up here the last two times they've played the Capitals and win in D.C. So they got no fear about coming into D.C. and getting a win if they need to. So if it's 2-2, that doesn't mean I think the Caps are going to win the series, but obviously they have a better chance with two games at home.
Absolutely. D.A., will you do me a favor and just make sure the Wiz get the number one overall pick, please?
Look, one would be astronomical, but two would be very good. Y'all, I'm telling you.
All right.
I'm telling you.
One or two.
Y'all will be good, one or two.
All right.
I'm telling you.
Thank you for making time, D.A.
Appreciate
I know you slam. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. My pleasure.
All right, bro. Thank you, man.
The Hall of Famer, David Aldridge. Give him a follow at David Aldridge DC. Dude is such a pro. All right, we're all going to play the NBA Draft Lottery Simulator next, see who gets the top pick. I can feel it that B. Mitch is going to get the top pick on the simulator, and I, unfortunately, will not.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, we are about, let's see if I can do this math, 2 to 7 is 5. We're about 5.5 hours till puck drop, Caps-Canes game 4. You can listen to that game right here on 106.7 The Fan. John Walton on the call. Grant and Danny are going to do their show live from Caddy's in Bethesda. If you want to hang with them, they're going to stay at Caddy's through the game. So that should be popping on old Cordell Avenue, right? Not Cordell Street.
Hey,
Cordell
Boulevard, Avenue. Isn't it?
I think it's Avenue.
All right. Well, Cordell.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up right there. I should remember. I think it's definitely Cordell.
Regardless. Avenue.
Thank you, Landfill. Win one for me. The Caps are also hosting. I think the Caps have watch parties also, like the team's official, which maybe if folks don't want to go, if you live in Frederick or Manassas or something, going to Bethesda might be kind of far. So I'm sure there's a lot of watch parties, and you can just watch it at home. I'll be watching it live. B, what do you got cooking tonight?
Try to watch some of the Caps game. I'll be going back and forth.
When do you leave? Tomorrow morning?
No, I leave Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are you on tomorrow, or you got
something? No, I got other stuff going on tomorrow.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm doing the show tomorrow from Richmond, which should be kind of fun.
Yeah. Go over to the Spiders, man.
Nah, I drove by the stadium. Mm-hmm. I think it's the Squirrels now.
Yeah, Squirrel. That's right. The Spiders is the is the college. The Squirrels.
That's
a little baseball team where my man, the GM there, he got a nice bar in his office.
I like that.
I've been there.
I believe you have.
I drove the first pitch several times.
That's cool. I drove through downtown Richmond yesterday because to get to Raleigh, you got to go through Richmond to get to 85, and it made me miss Richmond. Like, training camp down there was a lot of fun, man, and I think it was good for fans. Obviously, they're not going to do it this year, but I do think these guys, DQ wants to go away for camp. They're going to go to New England for a joint practice for a couple days. I won't be shocked if they come up with another in-season, couple days away trip. Mm-hmm. But I think eventually they're going to get to training camp somewhere else. But I'm excited to be in Richmond. I think they're building a new downtown baseball stadium.
Oh, really?
I will tell you one way or another tomorrow when I'm there. I'll confirm that information. I assume I'll get to see Mike Phillips in person. That's exciting. Also,
hold on now. You're going to Vail?
No,
thank you, Slick. Landfill. He's calling you out from Vail tomorrow.
I hadn't thought of going to the Vail.
You're like, I'm going now.
if the boys want to have a package ready, I'll swing by on my way out of town. What do you like? White Ferrari? What Lamborghini? Yeah.
It was a pink Ferrari, then it came with a white Ferrari, then it had a yellow Ferrari.
Yeah. If anybody's ever been to the Vail Brewery in Richmond, really cool spot that we once upon a time used to frequent. Hell, we did a couple TV shows there, didn't
Hell
we?
Hell yeah.
Those were fun, dude. And I think it's built. I think Richmond – I know they're going to have it built by September because I want to go down there for a show. Richmond built, I think, a new music amphitheater down on the riverfront, and Widespread Panic is playing right around my birthday in September. And assuming things work out with the Commander's schedule, you might see me in Richmond for a Panic show this fall. But let's get down to business, Brian.
All right, let's go.
NBA draft lottery tonight.
Okay.
I sent everybody the link, tankathon.com. You see that button right there in the middle that says Sim Lottery?
Mm-hmm.
White Brian, do you see it? You go first. Let's see what the Wiz get in White
Sim
Brian's.
Sim Lottery.
White Brian, you go first. Give us the Wiz lottery pick.
It looks like the Wizards are getting Harper at 2.
DA says Harper's a stud. Harper's a stud in my mind. I still want one. Landfill, hit it.
Oh.
What?
Wizards number one.
Let's go. All right. I'll go next. B. Mitch will bring us
I
home.
Already hit it.
Okay. What do you got?
Wizards number three.
Ugh.
Toronto is one. Utah is two.
Yo, Toronto has a 7.5% chance of getting it. I'd be so pissed.
They were 0.368 when I just hit this thing.
All right, I'm going to hit the button right now. Oh!
What?
Is it a surprise to anyone that I got the worst possible outcome?
No.
You're bad luck. The lowest the Wiz can get to is 6, and I got 6. And of all things, Houston, who is, what, the 2 seed in the West this year, gets the number 1 overall pick. Because I guess they have Phoenix's pick?
Mm.
Damn, dog. I'm hitting it again.
Yeah, you're going to get the exact same thing.
No, I did not.
I did. Mine was exactly the same.
Well, I got the 4th pick this time, which also sucks. All right, I did it again. I got the 5th pick.
Well, Stop doing it before you put too much bad news in the atmosphere.
B, I just did it again. I got the 6th pick. Did it again. I got the 5th pick. I'm not stopping until I get to number 1.
You probably won't get it. You're bad luck.
I got the 3rd pick. 3rd pick. Bang! Number 1 overall pick. Washington Wizards.
You don't get that many chances, though.
Took me 9 tries. When we come back, we got to set some over-unders for B. Mitch's golf trip he's about to take. But everybody predict what happens tonight. White Brian, you start. What do you think happens?
The Sixers end up with the number 1 pick.
I would hate that.
Wait. You're from Philly, right?
Yeah, but I'm not a Sixers fan.
But why you say Sixers end up?
Aren't you a Knicks fan?
I don't really have a basketball team.
So be a Wizards fan. Now's the time. The bandwagon is wide open. You're welcome.
Yeah, you can get on the front seat.
Sure. Yeah, I'll be a Wizards fan.
Bang. We've converted White Brian. So what pick do you have the Wiz getting?
3.
All right, Landfill. Landfill, what do you think happens?
First off, if the Sixers get the number 1 overall pick, Josh Harris is going to have to buy us all beers again because that's unacceptable.
I'm with you.
But secondly, the Wizards are going to get the number 1 pick. It's going to happen.
Speak it into existence. I like that.
If this thing is anything like what we just did, I don't know what the hell is going to happen. Because we all picked on a total of about 12 times, and they got 2 number ones, and the rest they were somewhere else. So I don't know what's going to happen, Jay.
You don't have a prediction?
They're going to be in the top 3.
I mean, they should, just by the numbers, they should be in the
top
3.
Yeah, but they could drop to the 6.
I'm speaking it into existence with Lamphill. Washington Wizards tonight are getting the number 1 overall pick. Cooper Flagg is coming to town, baby. When we come back, we got to make some bets, and we got to set some over-unders for B. Mitch's West Coast golf trip. Nobody go anywhere.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get 1 line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
B, am I fair to assume that you're a big Britney Spears fan?
No, you're not.
Why?
I've never been a Britney Spears fan.
She's from Louisiana. You got love for Louisiana.
I don't love everybody from Louisiana.
Wow.
Britney Spears was never on my radar. She too young for me to be, like, really crazy about her.
Funny. I just thought you were
my daughters? Yes.
Guess she was born in Mississippi, though. Is that part of the issue?
Probably so. You know, Fred Smoot probably loves her.
I would love to know if Fred Smoot loves Britney Spears.
He does.
I want to know how many Britney albums Fred Smoot owns.
Oh, he'll tell you. He'll tell you all of them. I can't name one.
our guy Lou DiPietro posted the video of Brian and I talking about Regina Jackson's podcast with The Pivot, and if you want to check that out, the segment's on. You can listen to it on Spotify or whatever, or the Odyssey app. I really do think you have a unique perspective on this as somebody that was a star quarterback in Louisiana and then played in the league, you know, almost 15 damn years. And, like, I think we all just got to move forward.
Yeah.
So check out that segment if you want. Also, our conversation with David Aldridge, Dino Ciccarelli. Awesome day on the program. But
it was.
John Walton this morning. Nikki Javala, we talked rookie minicamp. Gabe Taylor, if you want to hear what he had to say, check out the Odyssey app or the podcast. We're all in for Caps tonight. We're going to make our Caps predictions and goal predictions in just a moment. If you're looking to hang out for the Caps game, go check out Caddies on Cordell in Bethesda. Grant and Danny are going to do their radio show there, and then they're going to stay for the whole game. That's a marathon. For Grant and Danny, two Virginia boys, they're going to be in Bethesda from 2 to 11.
I've done that very often.
I know. When the old TV station was in Bethesda, we all put in marathons.
Oh, yeah.
I got a marathon coming in Raleigh, and then I got to drive to Richmond in the morning, so it's going to be entertaining. Live at 4:15 on Channel 4 if anybody wants to see the look from the ice. But let's get down to business. B is headed on a golf trip. You're playing Chambers Bay and a bunch of – are you just doing the state of Washington, or are you going to Oregon also?
Just playing Kennewood Wednesday – University of Washington's course.
That's cool.
Thursday, the home course Friday, and Chambers Bay Saturday.
Okay, that's four rounds. You said you're playing five.
There Sunday to Charleston, South Carolina, and playing in a tournament there, and be back here Monday night.
Okay. Is that one of Jimmy's? Is that a James Roberts thing? Okay, awesome. So we won't include. So we'll say four rounds of golf because the Charleston tournament is going to be scramble and stuff. I assume, right?
I don't know.
All right,
sometimes we're just going to play four. Sometimes we play shamble.
Shamble. Okay, we're just going to count the four. We're going to set some over unders for Mr. Mitchell on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Four rounds of golf for B in the Seattle area. Have you checked the weather yet? I assume it's going to rain at least a little bit.
Well, it's supposed to rain, but the rain is kind of around the tee times. The rain normally comes later in the evening based off of what the weather app said.
Well, and you're also, they don't really get like the lightning and stuff we get. Like, you're going to play through whatever it is.
Yeah, more than likely.
All right. Four rounds of golf is 72 holes. I have Brian Mitchell over the course of 72 holes, over under 14 and a half birdies.
Man, these courses are difficult, Jay. What the hell are you talking about?
You're a pretty good player, B.
Yeah, I saw Dustin Johnson three putt from 5 feet. He's a pro.
You're scared of that number, huh?
Yeah, man.
All right, well, that's my over-under set. 14 and a half birdies over 72.
14 and a half birdies in 72 holes of courses I've never seen before?
All right, you want it at – it's definitely – it's got to be double digits. 10 and a half, is that better? 12 out of 72?
Yeah. 10 and a half, yeah.
10 and a half birdies. Yeah. Okay.
Man, that's a lot of birdies, bro.
Landfill, what do you have?
If he gets an eagle, does that count as like getting a birdie, or would he have to?
How about I got it. How about 0.5 eagles?
I'll go over that.
All right, landfills.
Y'all got a lot of confidence in me lately. I love it.
I'm going over the birdies, but I'm not going for an eagle.
Hater.
What do you have for the birdies, landfill?
Under.
Okay. B, are you answering, or do you not want to lead the witnesses?
On what?
Birdies or eagles?
I let y'all do whatever you want to do.
Brian, what about you?
I'll go under birdies.
B says
over
7 and
eagles.
A half under. B's hating.
B's hating.
Yeah.
I think you'll get 10, 11 birdies on the weekend.
I hope I do.
Landfill, do you have any?
I know a lot of people that playing with it, hope I don't.
That I believe. Landfill, do you have any over-unders here for B?
72 and a half drinks, over-under.
Oh, my Lord.
Smash the over. Smash the over. I think drinks from the plane to Seattle, the plane to Seattle to the plane to Charleston, 150.
All right, how many lost
what?
Balls?
I'm not that crazy, JP.
Yes, you are. do you come back just from the golf bets, up or down on cash, B?
Up.
I think up, too. No,
I got confidence with that.
All right, Caps, predictions, and a goal scorer. White Brian, start us.
3-2, Ovi.
Landini?
Caps win 2-1, Tom Wilson.
2-1, Tom 2-0 Wilson.
2-0, Protus.
2-0, Protus. 2-1, Caps win. Pierre-Luc Dubois with a goal tonight.
All right, let's go Dubois.
PLD, let's go Caps. Granddaddy coming up next. They're live at Caddy's all damn day and night watching the game tonight. If you're looking for a spot to go, that should be a blast. If you're in Raleigh, say what's up. A couple people have tweeted me that I owe them beers. If you see me in Raleigh, I will buy you a beer at the concession stand. Thank
that
you.
That means he's going to stay away from the concession stand.
I'm going to be in the press box all night. Thank you to John Walton for joining us. You can listen to Walton tonight on the call right here on 106.7 The Fan. Thank you to Dino Ciccarelli for joining us, the Hall of Famer. That was a real treat
that was good.
Get to talk to him. Thank you to Nikki Jabala for joining us. Really good stuff, talking rookie minicamp and the Commander's schedule. Thank you to David Aldridge from Chicago in advance of the NBA draft lottery. Thank you to DA for making time. Here's how this is going to go. Caps are going to get the win, and the Wizards are going to get the first overall pick. What a day this will be for DC Sports. B, have a great trip, man. We'll miss you.
All right, brother.
Take care. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program. Grant and Danny coming your way next, live at Caddy's. You made it this far. B. Mitch owes you some birdies.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.